Yesterday, we got a chance to sit down with Rough Riders outfielder Keith Jones II for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation. Let's tune into part two right here. Defensively for you, when you look at where you were at the beginning of the year to where you are now, where have your biggest strides been?
We talked a lot about routes. We don't, you know, came in this year, it's been a clear change, I feel, and through the org about how my defense has been and just being on time with things like the pre-pitch and getting to the ball. And then we talked early in the year about maybe the biggest part of improvement was the route efficiency, and that's actually gotten a lot better over the last couple of weeks. And just something like we talk about even at the box, but even in the outfield, like you get confidence as you go make a couple nice plays and you track a couple balls down, that confidence just grows. So I actually feel really good where I'm at defensively right now.
This is such an interesting ballpark to play right field in, specifically because of the bullpen and the way the wind is. How do you approach playing the outfield, especially right here?
Yeah, Midland is definitely a weird place with that because you have the high fences and then out of nowhere the bullpen. And then you also have the wind almost always blowing in from right. So here, you know, you're usually playing in the gap more. And then you have kind of like a random day like yesterday where out of nowhere dudes are kind of pulling the ball onto everything. And it's like, well, I'm playing in the complete opposite direction of where you're hitting it. Here is definitely a place where you got to take into consideration the wind, taking consideration like the fence, how deep it is. Like you kind of got to give room no matter what, and just you have big gaps here, so you got to play that. So kind of like the exact opposite of back home.
when you have a scouting report and then guys are hitting it where the scouting report is not saying where to play, what do you do? What's the adjustment?
You just got to make adjustments based off the game. The situation of what's going on dictates if you're going to stay with the shift or you're going to move out of the shift, who's on the mound, what's his intentions on the mound, what's he's trying to do. Like, it's always a game plan, knowing what you're going to do with the ball before it even comes to you. So you have, like, yesterday it seemed like McCarty didn't really have his best stuff, but he still was attacking some dudes. So, you know, we were able to play a little more straight up. But then you get a day when you have, I mean, I know he's not here right now, but like when Davalio's on the mound, you know he's going in and out on dudes. They're going to not know what's coming. They're going to be late. So that's when you could play a little bit more to the shift.
We're here towards the end of the season now, and obviously the playoffs and postseason success is a big goal for you, I'm sure. But when you looked at your goals coming into the season and where you are now, how have those kind of come to fruition?
Definitely close. I mean, I feel like I've done a great job of running to scoring position this year, which was probably my biggest goal with the bat. You can look at the other things, and that's just baseball. But I definitely was like something I could take a lot more advantage of is runs to scoring position. That was like main goal. Accomplished that. Defensively, I feel like I've been really good out there and established myself as an everyday outfielder where there's more confidence in me out there and doing what I can do. So some days you got to just take a step back and be like, you did what you accomplished and where you want to go, and then you adjust off of it when you hit the next offseason.
How do you become good at hitting with runners in scoring position?
For me, it was just more of taking advantage of situations. At that point in time, you know, that's when pitchers are a little more predictable. They're not going to give you, especially a guy like me, a cookie cutter heater to start off the at-bat. So for me, it was planning to be in the best position possible and how to end those at-bats a lot earlier, like not looking for the perfect pitch, but what's the goal? What's he trying to do? What does he do good? And then make my plan off of that to accomplish that in the box. So I felt like I made those adjustments. I've hit a lot more off-speed this year in those situations, putting those balls into play. And then, you know, when you get to two strikes, just doing the job when that comes.
We're joined by Keith Jones II here on our pregame conversation. Keith, thanks so much for joining us, and looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Perfect. Thanks, Zach.
We'll be right back.